the Red River Farm Network, Parade of Champions, celebrating 4-H and FFA across the region. Sponsored in part by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, the Minnesota Farmers Union, and Minnesota Corn Growers Association. Joining us is 4-H and FFA member Larissa Overly from Benson, Minnesota. What do folks need to know about your 4-H and FFA experience?
I've been involved in 4-H for 13 years. I've been in FFA for the last 6 years. Through 4-H, I've been doing the dog project, horse project, goat project, pig project, and then in FFA, I've been involved in the horse contest judging, small animals, livestock. This past year, I've been trying new contests to see if I like them, and it's been going really good with both 4-H and FFA. Through 4-H, it's been great to do new things, try different species. Showing-wise, I've been doing a lot with showing different species, learning their abilities, especially in showmanship.
Not having a lot of county fairs and the state fair makes this a very unusual time. What were you looking forward to this year?
We did not show as many animals this year. We decided not to get pigs because of how the market's going for them and getting them into the butcher lock. Like, it was really difficult, so we decided not to do pigs this year. Same with goats. We just didn't know how the market would go and if anything would be open really for showing, so we decided not to do goats this year. So I'm still doing the horse project, and also I'm still doing the dog project. Swift County is doing the horse show this year, and we have to follow the guidelines for showing. So, like, 6 feet apart. If you're closer, then you got to wear a mask. Other than that, the show is going to be running the same as it has the past years.
As you wrap up your time in 4-H and continue in the FFA, what advice do you have for younger members?
My advice would be that it's great experience, especially even if you're in town and you still have, like, a dog, like, do the dog program, because it gets you more out there. It connects you with other people that you might not even talk to. It's great experience to meet new people, enjoy working with animals, and it's just a lot of fun to learn more about that species and bring it to the show arena.
What are your future plans? Has 4-H or FFA helped develop you as you've made your goals?
I just graduated high school, and I will be going on to college in the fall of 2020. With FFA, I've been doing a lot of contests with animals, and also it helped me figure out what I want to do in the future. So right now I'm going to go into the vet tech program. FFA has just helped me learn skills, especially in the small animals competitions.
This salute to our next generation is sponsored in part by NDFB, the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, and Associated Milk Producers Incorporated.